Saved message Tuesday, 10:36 a.m.
Hey, this is Dual Parallel. Welcome to Radio Freak America 10. I got some, hopefully not some bad news, but there's been a delay about the new powerful computer and appliance for the show, and I'll find out this afternoon, so hopefully there won't be. If there is, then it might delay Radio Freak America getting on Rant Radio, and that would make me very unhappy, so. But something that makes me really happy, I've found, in an undisclosed location, two 35-cent Arbok payphones, and I'm actually calling myself, leaving myself a message from one of them. Hopefully Quest won't hear this, or they'd be 50-cent millenniums by morning. So, again, welcome to Radio Freak America 10. Enjoy.
Again, welcome to Radio Freak America 10. This is going to be a special edition, a special episode, the May Day episode. I thought at first that I would go ahead and record a regular episode, a regular, you know, hour-long episode of Radio Freak America and put it up on the site on Wednesday, the 1st, because I didn't want to give the RIAA what they want, and that is to silence our voices, to shut down internet radio. And that's essentially what they're doing with the copyright arbitration. What is it? Copyright arbitration. Royalty panel.
Royalty panel.
CARP. Lovely, lovely acronym. What they're trying to do with CARP. It's basically going to shut down internet radio, destroy an industry. I'm going to have to observe it. I need to keep my voice out. I need to do this for the listeners, but no, I can't. I must. I've written my congressman, and I must support internet radio. I must support everybody else who's sacrificing even more than me, even more than all of us. Rax, Mary Chan, who's joining me today.
Yeah.
They're sacrificing years of broadcasting to be silent one day. To protest CARP and this absurdity. I hope you two feel the same way, Rax. I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, we got to we got to do something. We got to do something.
Yeah, and if this is our small part, you know, I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. I want to do it. I got so much I want to talk about. You know, I gave you a little bit at the beginning because I had to give something. You know, I like to have an opening to the show, but we're not going to have a show. So please, listeners, you know, understand and stick with us. Write your congressman.
Damn the man.
That's right, damn the man, because the RIA is doing the ruling here, and the government's just their strong arm.
Let's give them a couple of sites so people can go to and find out more information.
Please. First site, saveinternetradio.org. At the moment, it's down, but you can go to Google and get the cache site.
The one I found is POV Radio, POVRADIO.com /RIAA_CARP_FACTS.htm. Gives you the whole thing about digital millennium copyright, RIAA, tells you how to get involved, and has various websites for petitions and articles and surveys.
Excellent site. Also, go to Rant Radio. Look at their front page. They'll tell you all about the protest, all about the May Day silence. By the way, go to, when I say write your congressman, you think, man, that's tough, you know, I have to write this big letter, and no, it's easy, we need to get the numbers out there, the numbers to all the senators, all your representatives, to know that we don't like this, and it's very simple. If you go to saveinternetradio.org, they'll tell you how to do it, you know, in easy steps, 1, 2, and 3. They have pre-made letters. There's a way, there's actually a site that you can go and find out all of your, have that paper down there at the bottom. I'll give you a site, listeners, where you can easily find out all the contact information for your senators and representatives, specifically the representative in your area. It's www.visi.com/WAN/Congress. And then there's a CGI band. So I think if you go to those, /WAN/Congress, you should be able to find your contact information for all of your representatives easily. This is it, guys. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say about this. What can be said? I mean, retroactive payments from the creation of the DMCA for each listener per song, having to make every listener register? That's unbelievable. There's no way. There's no way they could get that to work. I wouldn't do it.
You know, the next thing they're going to probably try after that, they're going to make people buy licenses to have radios.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Oh, the RIAA, the MPAA, they want copyright protective technology in every piece of electronics that we purchase. They do not. You know what? I'm going to read this quote from Jack Valenti. Oh, Jack. If you can't protect what you own, you don't own anything. He's mocking us, Rax, Mary Chan.
He's basically telling us we don't own anything.
That's right. Oh, he's talking about them. He's talking about, oh, the poor, downtrodden, you know, motion picture companies, these huge media conglomerates.
Whatever.
Oh.
The point is now you can't even play that new Celine Dion CD.
That's
know?
Right. You that's can't. The Celine Dion CD will now crash your computer if you try to play it. And that's exactly what they're talking about. They're trying to say, hey, we're downtrodden. You know, we don't own anything because everybody's pirating it and we're not making any money. Well, you know what? That's to us. They are mocking us. We aren't going to own anything because they are going to control what we create on our computers, what we are going to create using the technology that we purchase.
And on top of that, it'll be a felony, you know, hard time if you disable that copy protection in your computer or your MP3 player or your TV or whatever. And on top of that, unless you have federal government approved copy protection in your operating system, it'll be illegal. Guess what, folks? This is, you know, taking it to the nth degree, but they'll be able to have a way to make Linux and BSD and everything else illegal.
You're going to go to the Hooskow for open source software. You're going to go to the CAN for remixing a song. All right, this was Radio Freak America 10. Not a good episode. Not a happy episode. But
an important episode.
Very. Something had to be made. It's going up on the site. But that's going to be it. I want everybody to reflect upon what the future might hold, because it's going to impact everybody, and especially hackers and freaks, people who are on the cutting edge, people who innovate all the time. You know what? I bet you half our listeners don't even have any pirated software. I bet you they code, and they realize how much hard work goes into it, and they pay for stuff. Or they get free stuff, open source. They download Linux for free. All right, enough. I'm gonna stop before I get mad. Not that I get mad, but I don't want to...
Fight the system.
Yeah, that's right. Fight the system. Be the media. Rax, have a good night.
Acknowledge free.